Listening Library presents Evil Genius by Catherine Jinks, read for you by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Cadell Piggott was just 7 years old when he first met Thaddeus Roth. Dr. Roth worked in a row house near Sydney Harbour. The house was 3 stories high, its garden shrouded by a great many damp, dark trees. There was moss growing on its sandstone window ledges. Curtains drawn across all its windows gave it a secretive air. Its front fence was made of iron, with a spike on top of each post. Beside the creaking gate was a brass sign bearing Dr. Roth's name and qualifications.
"That's it," said Mrs. Piggott. "Number 29.
"Well, we can't stop here," her husband replied. "No parking."
"I told you to park back there."
"It doesn't matter. We'll try down this street."
"Stuart, that's a one-way street."
"Damn it."
"I knew we'd never find a space. Not around this area."
"Just shut up for a minute, will you?"
Mr. and Mrs. Piggott were not Cadell's real parents. They had adopted him when he was not quite 2 years old. Mrs. Piggott was thin and blonde, Mr. Piggott fat and grey. They almost never agreed about anything, but that didn't matter because they almost never met. Their busy schedules kept them away from home and one another a good deal of the time. At the suggestion of the police, however, they'd both agreed to attend this interview.
"We're going to be late,"
Mrs. Piggott warned her husband after they had circled the block 4 times in Mr. Piggott's big...